This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Let's get it. All football, all the time. You're listening to The Best Football Show, hosted by Brian Baldinger.
Good morning and welcome to The Best Football Show. This is Brian Baldinger speaking to you right now at Baldy NFL. You find me on all the platforms from Instagram to Twitter to Threads to YouTube, you name it. You find The Best Football Show wherever you get your free Odyssey app. Download it, like, subscribe, all that kind of good stuff. Let you know what we think. We're here just about every day, just talking football. Today, we started talking about the AFC North. Interesting division, right? AFC North. Last year, Baltimore won it 13-4. Cleveland in the playoffs at 11-6. Pittsburgh in the playoffs at 10-7 with Mason Rudolph. Played quarterback in Cincinnati was 9-8. Let's talk about Pittsburgh and Cincinnati here today because we have discussed Baltimore, Cleveland already. Let's finish out this division. Pittsburgh obviously has been in the news throughout free agency, throughout this offseason, trading Kenny Pickett to the Philadelphia Eagles, letting Mason Rudolph walk, letting Mitch Trubisky walk back to Buffalo. And here we go, Pittsburgh with a new quarterback room. And it's an amazing thing what they have accomplished, where the quarterback is the most important ingredient to the success of your football team, and they picked up two. They picked up Russell Wilson, who's coming off a season in Denver, okay, 15 starts, benched the final 2 weeks, basically told, go find work someplace else for the most part, and he did. And Denver's paying most of his salary. Pittsburgh is paying $1.2 million, something like that. And that's all they have to pony up for Russell Wilson. It's a one-year look. It could parlay it into a big contract. We don't know. But he's got a one-year deal with the Pittsburgh Steelers for basically a little over $1 million. And then there's Justin Fields. I don't know what happened to the market for Justin Fields. It got saturated very quickly in free agency. No question about it. We saw, you know, Mac Jones go and all these different quarterbacks fly around the league, basically looking at backup contracts. And Justin Fields sitting there in Chicago, Ryan Poles couldn't believe it. He got a 6th-round pick for Justin Fields that if he plays 51% of the snaps in Pittsburgh this year, it could be a 4th-round pick next year, not even in a pick this year. He's on his rookie contract. He's owed $3.4 million. I mean, they got Russell Wilson and Justin Fields this year for less than basically $5 million for $4 million and change and a 6th-round pick. The New York Giants paid Drew Lock $5 million to come and compete for a job. It's mind-blowing. So I don't understand. I'm a Justin Fields fan. I think Justin Fields better than Gardner Minshew. I think he's better than Drew Lock. I think he's better than all these guys that got signed. Okay, that's me. I watch every game. I love the kid. nobody has had more uncertainty around him than Justin Fields, whether it's coaching changes, general manager changes, offensive coordinator changes, you name it. He's suffered through it all in a horrible, horrible, like turmoil of an organization. And the Bears maybe get it right with Caleb Williams. But he's in Pittsburgh now. And I hadn't seen a coach like Mike Tomlin. Shoots you straight, motivator. It's a good spot for him. And we'll see. We'll see what happens. But anyways, Pittsburgh's got two new quarterbacks. So what do you get? I mean, last year, they win 10 games. They lose Cam Hayward in the first week of the season to a groin pull. Misses the next 8 weeks. I mean, he's the most important interior defensive lineman on that whole team. One of the best in the league. With all of that, with the quarterbacks of Kenny Pickett, Mitch Trubisky, Mason Rudolph, they threw a grand total of 13 touchdown passes. 5 to George Pickens, 5 to Deontay Johnson, 2 to Paul Freiermuth. I mean, 13 touchdown passes. Only the Jets threw fewer touchdown passes in the season last year. We know how dreadful they were. I mean, you just got to believe that Arthur Jones coming in, the new offensive coordinator from his head coaching duties in Atlanta, former offensive coordinator in Tennessee, you got to believe they're going to be better in offense. You just got to believe it. I mean, they were the 28th ranked offense in football last year. They ran the ball pretty well. They were the 6th ranked defense in football. They lose Deontay Johnson. They cut Allen Robinson. They need wide receivers. They just signed, I think yesterday, Cordarrelle Patterson. You debate whatever Cordarrelle Patterson is. The guy's been a kick returner in this league. He's been a running back in this league. He's been a playmaker in this league. He's been a wide receiver in this league. He still has got juice. It doesn't solve a lot of their passing issues. But they're going to need wide receivers in this draft. And the draft is full of wide receivers. Okay, so let's see. Last year, the emphasis in Pittsburgh was rebuilding the offensive line. They went out and drafted Broderick Jones out of Georgia. I think when they drafted him, he was 20 years old. Maybe he was 21, but I think he was 20 when they drafted him. Sure looked good to me. Isaac Seumalo was a huge priority in free agency. He started all 18 games for the Pittsburgh Steelers last year. One thing about Isaac Seumalo, you never know he's there. Like, he doesn't say too much. Doesn't get penalized too much. He played great football for him. And the running backs, Jaylen Warren, they had really good seasons last year. They ran the ball well. So defensively, they went out and got themselves Patrick Queen. Okay. Him and Orlando Roberts will be the starting inside linebackers this year. They got Dante Jackson from the Carolina Panthers to go opposite Joey Porter. They got their corners. So let's look at what they could do here. How could Pittsburgh get back in the race with the Baltimore Ravens and the Cleveland Browns? How could they get back to winning the division? The owner has come out and said, being 10-7, having a winning record, it's not good enough. Everybody's hearing it, from Mike Tomlin all the way down, Andy Weidel, Omar Khan, the personnel department. They've all heard the message. 10-7, another non-losing season, winning record, it's not good enough. They haven't won a playoff game since 2016. It's a long drought. You know, you walk in the Pittsburgh Steelers facility, you see 6 Vincent T. Lombardi trophies. All right, that's what they're about. They're about winning Lombardis. So how do they do that? So they've got their first, their second, their third, and the fourth round pick. They don't have a fifth or a seventh. They've got 2 6th round picks. So they pick number 20. I'm thinking, they drafted Broderick Jones out of Georgia. They drafted a big tight end, Darnell Washington, out of Georgia. What if they went back to Georgia and took Amarius Mims, just a mammoth size of a human being? Started 8 games at Georgia, but played a lot of games. They rotate players, offensive and defense. That's what Kirby Smart does. It's not a knock on these guys. Amarius Mims is 6'8", he's 340 pounds. He's got a wingspan from here to, from Pittsburgh to Cleveland, okay? He's enormous. What if they went and put Broderick Jones at left tackle, Amarius Mims at right tackle, and they said, let's go pound the rock. Let's go run the ball. Let's go crease these teams the way Baltimore does. And then we'll ask Russell Wilson, you know, in the second round, you go draft yourself Ladd McConkey. You go draft yourself a wide receiver. And maybe draft two wide receivers. I don't know. These wide receivers look like they're ready to play right away. Just a thought. Now, they could draft wide receiver in the first round, tackle in the second round. They could do that. But I'm saying fix the offensive line once and for all. You could draft a center in the first round. You could draft an offensive tackle in the first round. You draft a center, you know, Zach Frazier from West Virginia, second round with the 51st pick, probably about where he's going to go. Go fix the offensive line once and for all. Make it a strength of your football organization. Sounds like something the Steelers might do. Always can find wide receivers. There's going to be wide receivers cut. You know, June 1st cuts, there's going to be wide receivers out there. So fix the offensive line, run the football. That would be a good start for Pittsburgh. Cincinnati, I remember on August 4th, I won't forget the date. Andrew Siciliano, myself, were at Cincinnati Bengals training camp on August 4th. We had just gone to Pittsburgh, Baltimore, day off on the 3rd, went to Cincinnati. Joe Burrow's out with a pulled calf, badly pulled calf muscle. And after practice, Ja'Marr Chase sat down with us. And Ja'Marr Chase is awesome. Awesome kid. Great interview. Calls it like he sees it. Shoots you straight. It's just, you know, love Ja'Marr Chase. Can't get enough. And obviously, he's a great player. But Ja'Marr Chase told Andrew Siciliano and myself something that was eye-opening. And by the way, Joe Burrow's father, Ja'Marr Chase's father, they're at practice that day. Okay, so I got to meet both dads. And Ja'Marr told us that day he hoped that Joe Burrow wasn't going to be ready, wouldn't play week one. Not that he wouldn't be ready, just hope he didn't play week one. He said, we need Joe Burrow in January. And what he was saying was, don't you dare come onto the field before you're ready to come onto the field. And Joe Burrow came onto the field before he was ready. He played the first half. They were awful first month of the season. Awful. And Joe Burrow was on one leg. He couldn't even do a play action pass. He couldn't take the ball from under center, and he couldn't move. It was horrible to watch. Everybody remembers. And then, you know, obviously against Baltimore later on, you know, week 10, whatever it was, you know, he's out for the season, fractures the wrist. So,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Joe Burrow, two of the last four seasons, has started 10 games. Cincinnati's not winning the division without Joe Burrow, although Jacob Browning came in and outplayed Joe. So I shouldn't say that. Jacob Browning played great. He was 4-3 as a starter. He outplayed Joe, statistically outplayed him. But nobody's going to compare Jacob Browning to Joe Burrow, just the way it worked out, because of Joe's, just how curtailed he was by the injuries last year. They need Joe on the field for 17 games. When he's on the field for 17, they're a playoff team. He's an MVP candidate. He's just a difference maker. He's just that good. So what have the Cincinnati done? Went out and traded for, you know, Orlando Brown Jr., Zeus, to play left tackle last year. They just signed Trent Brown. They've got the biggest bookend set of tackles maybe in the history of pro football. When Trent Brown and Zeus stand next to each other, yeah, it's just a human eclipse. And I think Trent Brown, when you watch him play, he's a better right tackle than he is a left tackle. So he's got a natural spot. So maybe that's a step in the right direction to get that tackle situation straightened out, protect Joe Burrow. Joe Mixon is gone. They bring in Zach Moss, who played really well when Jonathan Taylor was banged up last year in Indianapolis or unsigned, all those things that happened to him. Zach Moss played really well. So it looks to me like they still might need a running back. But defensively, they really went backwards last year. They weren't very good at all. And they had been a good defense, a really good defense. So they bring in Sheldon, you know, they lose DJ Reader, who's been a rock in the middle of that defense. Great free agent signed a couple years ago, maybe 3 years ago. But Sheldon Rankins played great with the Jets 2 years ago, played great in Houston. He comes back, played defensive tackle. They went out and got themselves Von Bell. They bring him back. They signed Geno Stone from the Baltimore Ravens, who had 6 interceptions last year. So they upgrade the safety position. They lose Cheeto. I think they need secondary help in a big way. And so, you know, they're sitting there, and who knows? They're going to lose Tyler Boyd. We got to figure out what happens with T. Higgins. It seems murky. If T. Higgins is a Cincinnati Bengals player next year, what's going to happen? But, you know, they have the 18th pick in the draft. They could go wide receiver and just keep the offense strong. You know, losing Tyler Boyd, they've had the three amigos of Boyd and Higgins and Jamar forever there. I mean, they have a lot of flexibility with the 18th pick. They could go corner. Quinyon Mitchell makes a lot of sense. Out of Toledo, I mean, he's the top three corner. Maybe Terrion Arnold, you know. I mean, you look at the guys that are Wiggins. You know, it's Arnold, Wiggins, and Mitchell are all first-round picks at corner. You could pick and slot them any way you want. I think Quinyon Mitchell is one unbelievable player, but he could be there at 18. It'd be hard to pass him up. But wide receiver is – they're loaded in this draft. And so who knows? They could go wide receiver and just keep that position strong. Maybe they keep T. Higgins for one more year, but lose him next year. All right, you know, you draft a wide receiver, you still stay strong with Jamar to the point where you just can't double team him, you know, all game long, like the way that they do. I like Zach Taylor a great deal. I like the way he builds his team. I like the way that they have stayed competitive, even with all the injuries last year. You know, they were still 9-8. They're still competitive. Somehow found 9 wins. So I think that's, you know, Cincinnati and Pittsburgh right now. This is the best division in football. I said it last year, 4 teams winning records. There's just no – it's hard to win in that division. Those division games are must-see TV. I don't care who it is. Battle of Ohio, Pittsburgh, Baltimore is still a – marquee game every single year, no matter what their records are. So this is the AFC North. I'm finishing up that. We'll get to probably AFC South tomorrow. Tune in. We'll take a look at a very improved division in the AFC South tomorrow. Thanks for tuning in to the Best Football Show. I'm Brian Baldinger at Baldy NFL. Please join me. We're going to look ahead to the draft. I'm breaking down every position. I got my top 5. I'm still slotting them. You know how I look at the top 5 position by position. We'll get to that, you know, as we're 29 days away from the draft. A lot to talk about. There's still trickling of player movement, you know, day to day to day. We'll hit on some of that as well. But tomorrow, we'll break down the AFC South. Please tune in. Thanks for watching. This has been the Best Football Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.